For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hope you're all doing well on a Monday. It is Carson Anderson. I'm Doug Carson. That's Scott the Gator Anderson, and got a lot to talk about, and probably on the marquee today in Detroit is Game 2, Pistons and Knicks tonight in New York City, Madison Square Garden. So there's a few things with this game one that we have digested, and that is what the hell happened at the end of that game. Was that an example of playoff experience and lack thereof coming back to haunt a team? Did they just pick a bad quarter to have a bad quarter, or did it just confirm your biggest fears that the Knicks been there, done that, and the Pistons haven't so much? Because if you look at the way the game went and some of the trends in that game, the veterans kind of led the way for the bulk of the game. Tobias was elite to start the game. Malik Beasley was really good in the first half. Tim Hardaway opened up the second half on fire. Those are all guys with a ton of playoff experience. But I wouldn't say that Ausar Thompson was bad. Jalen Duren got in foul trouble quickly. Kay Cunningham really struggled, and specifically in the fourth corner, but turned it over way too much and still had 12 assists in the game. Didn't shoot it particularly well, and they missed some shots they're capable of making. I thought they panicked a little bit during that run. I saw them hunt shots, and I think that can happen with a young basketball team. See it more in the college game when a team gets on a run. And a player just says, okay, I'm going to stop the run right here. I'm going to do this right here. And they end up taking a bad shot or turning it over because they get themselves in trouble. And I think the Pistons did a little bit of that in the middle of the run. But I love J.B. Bickerstaff after the game, who basically said and set the tone. He was calm and he was confident. And of the fourth quarter collapse, his approach was that it was, quote, great to get that stuff on tape and go out and get better the next time. Well, the next time's tonight. Will they do that? Will they get better tonight at 7:30?
Well, you certainly hope they do. I mean, my takeaway out of it is that the Pistons played a pretty consistent basketball game for three quarters. They played the kind of basketball we've become accustomed to watching them play over the last 40 games. This is a team that plays a better brand, and they had that lead going into the fourth quarter, and then everything changed. From the moment the quarter started, they couldn't inbound the ball, the shot clock violation, and then they just started turning the ball over like crazy, and that coincided with the Knicks scoring like crazy. The Knicks had a near perfect quarter. They went 17 of 24 from the field, good for 71% shooting in the fourth quarter. You couple that outstanding shooting with the Pistons, who were not shooting well at all, and you get a 21-0 run, and that's the difference. The fourth quarter was awful. You add to that there was a key injury to the Pistons with Isaiah Stewart going down with what looked like, I don't know, a knee or ankle injury that he had to leave the game and didn't come back. And that's a big blow to the Pistons because they count on him being able to try to contain Karl Anthony Towns and helping defense elsewhere. There were some things that I was surprised with the Pistons. I was surprised that guys just kind of, you talk about maybe some panicking. Jalen Duren and Asar Thompson both missed shots right by the basket. You just don't expect them to miss.
No.
These are shots that just turn and dunk it, you know, yep. And that's not what they were doing. You saw Asar Thompson blow a breakaway dunk, and you saw Tim Hardaway Jr. Looked like that shot went right, was going down, and then it comes back out. That was kind of crazy. So some things that you're just not used to seeing happen. I think that gets cleaned up, and I think the Pistons have an excellent chance of winning the game tonight. They can yuck throw this in the garbage quickly. Fourth quarter was brutal. The equalizer, though, could be if Stewart's out. If Stewart's not going to play, and we haven't had an update on him yet, if he's not going to be able to play, that's going to be tough for the Pistons because they need him on the floor to do what he does defensively to give them a chance.
I said it earlier in the show, and I truly think that this tonight's a Cade game. I think, you know, one thing that happens, you spend a lot of time, and sometimes you're fast, sometimes you're slow, when it comes to developing opinion of a player. And there's been a lot of excitement about who Cade Cunningham is and what he can be at this level. And personally, you know, when a player goes out and plays poorly, but they've earned my respect, I expect them to bounce back. And tonight's a night for Cade. I think Cade Cunningham bounces back in a big way tonight. And, you know, honestly, I mean, they're not going to go anywhere if he doesn't, most likely. But, yeah, I really, really like Cade to have a big game tonight. And whether they win or lose, it'll be a reflection of, first of all, I want to know if Isaiah Stewart's. He does a lot of stuff that makes things difficult on teams on the other end. And without him, does that mean they're going to go small? Are we going to see more Paul Reed, which doesn't really move the needle, but the Knicks have liked to play the two centers. Well, if they're going to play two centers against Detroit and you're not, and you don't have Isaiah Stewart, okay, well, how do you defend that? But then how do you make their life difficult on the other end? Because they got to defend you.
Yeah, and there's Simone Fontecchio. Does he get off the bench? The Pistons didn't go to the bench all that deep. There were like four guys that came off the bench. And that's not necessarily Pistons basketball either. Pistons were able to utilize the entire roster throughout the season. I get it. It's the playoffs. You want to tighten some things up. But in some respects, I just want them to be the team we saw. And they were that team for three quarters. So does that mean that Sasser gets in the rotation? Sure. I'd like to see it. Fontecchio in the rotation. Other guys getting a chance? Yeah. The veterans, I thought, did a nice job starting out the game. Tobias Harris had a great first half of the game. It looked like Tim Hardaway Jr. had a pretty good second half. In the game. Schroeder was very good. Beasley knocked down most of his three-point shots, and you know they got that lift from those veterans that have that experience. But everyone's got to come together. When the coach keeps saying, we're built for this, this team is built for stuff like this, it's a nice comment to make, but it's got to hold true. And if you're built for it, then show it tonight.
Yeah, during the regular season, they were built for it. I mean, teams, you know, of past, the Pistons, they couldn't close out games. They'd hang in tough. You know, for a half, maybe three quarters, and then the fourth quarter where they kind of got exposed, they're not a good team. But this year, they were able to overcome that. They closed out games. They won three times as many games as they did last year. But that was during the regular season. The question is, playoff basketball, it's a different brand of basketball. Gator, you do shorten up the roster and the bench during the playoffs. So they're not going to be that exact team they were during the regular season, right? And how does that affect this team? Obviously, last night, the fourth quarter is what did them in. And two to three things I was worried about heading into this playoff series with the Pistons was, one, turnovers, and three, the inexperience of this team. And I think when the turnovers started to pile up in the fourth quarter, the inexperience took over, and they weren't able to stop the run like they had during the game up to that point. And they kind of got down on themselves, and the energy was gone, and Stewart left the game. So things shifted pretty quickly, and you're on the road. How fast of learners are they? Do they recover like Bickerstaff thinks they can? You know, it's on film, it's on tape, but that's one thing. Now, how do you react and how do you execute?
He talked it up. He talked it up, and he's got a lot of credibility in this town, and he's got a lot of credibility with this team. It'll be a real feather in his cap. A guy who's a candidate to be NBA Coach of the Year has a chance to prove how good he is by getting his team to respond. There'll be nothing more fascinating than seeing the Pistons take a lead into the fourth quarter tonight. If they take a lead into the fourth quarter tonight, and we'll see, do they respond or do they have the same problems? Because they were up 98-90 in that game. And that's when the 21-0 run happened. They, you know, were awfully, awfully impressive through three quarters. They were up 91-83 going to the fourth. Give them another 8-6, 8-point lead. Let's see what happens.
Well, it's going to be tougher tonight, too, because if I don't think Stewart's going to go. But if he is, he's clearly not going to be the same. And so, as you guys alluded to, what kind of lineup is they going to put out there? Do they go with Paul Reed, who's clearly the third guy for a reason? Or do they go small and we see more Ron Holland out there? He's got to play like a role, like maybe like a Draymond Green, where you're guarding guys bigger than you. You know, but he's still a teenager. Asar Thompson's got to stay out of foul trouble. I know you're super athletic. You play on the ball defense. But if they're going to call it, you got to back up a little bit because they need you on the court.
All right, 248-539-9797. Mondays mean champ and chump. Those votes are lining up. We will get to your phone calls and feedback coming up here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, you trust CGC for top quality Connecticut water systems. Now trust them with your plumbing too. April showers bring flooded basements. Keep yours dry with CGC water treatment and plumbing. Right now, save 10% on a new Zoeller sump pump. Need backflow testing? CGC's got you covered. Call 855-339-4242 or visit cgcwater.com. Remember, if you're not filtering your water, you are the filter. Don't be the filter. Call your authorized independent Connecticut dealer today, 855-339-4242 or visit cgcwater.com. Yep, there were a number of turnovers that led to easy buckets on the other end. 8 turnovers in all in the fourth quarter. Pistons went 7 of 22. That was Tobias Harris, by the way. 7 of 22 from the floor, 2 of 8 from 3. And the Pistons, God, it was amazing. A 21-0 run allowed. The only Piston that was plus all night, the plus-minus stat, was Isaiah Stewart, was plus 8, and he's hurt. And we don't know what his status is for tonight's game. As soon as that becomes available, it'll get passed along right here on 97.1 The Ticket. Keep it locked in because it feels like that's kind of a big deal. Kind of a big deal. Let's go to Joe on a sell you on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Joe?
Yes. Excuse me. I have a champ and chump. My champ is the Pistons for making the playoffs. And my chump, actually a double chump, is whoever owns the Red Wings. Why do they keep Yezerman in after 9 years of not making the playoffs? Has any other GM been in for 9 years and still there after not making the playoffs?
Well, he hasn't. It's not been 9 years. It's been 6, I believe. Not that that's
since
that
he took over.
Yeah, since he took over. So, still that's not great. And it's Yzerman. But it's, I mean, it's a valid question: is how much more rope does he get? I can understand if they've had enough. The problem is, the thing about Yzerman is he's got a resume that makes him attractive. From that, he helped build a Stanley Cup championship team in Tampa. Now, does that matter to us in the here and the now? No, but it is something that might buy him. I think that combination with the fact that he's a Red Wing legend probably buys him a little bit more time. His commitment to this organization and their prospects is one that is either going to be his downfall or what saves him. Because he wouldn't, I mean, that Dylan Larkin quote that came out over the weekend and the soundbite of him not happy and saying that it was a disappointment, not adding at the trade deadline, is in part because of his commitment. He's made it clear he's not parting with their top end prospects.
No, it's a big offseason for Steve Yzerman to make something happen in terms of acquiring some better players for this team, whether it's through free agency or through trade or restricted free agency even. They can go that route, but they've got to improve the roster. It's also an important offseason for these prospects that they have that are now entering the playoffs with Grand Rapids, you know, to see what Amadeus Lombardi does or to see what Sandin Pelica and Branzik Nygaard, how they perform. if Sebastian Cosa, what he's going to look like in the playoffs. They played a game on Saturday and they won 2-1 prior to the playoff run here, and they had a different goaltender in there, and he stopped 31 out of 32 shots.
Improving the roster is that's the GM's job, right? He's had
and
6 years.
Yeah, and that's what he's they're going to do. He's going to try to do it again. I think this might be the last kick at the can for him. I think that the heated seat, as I talk about it, with the three levels of the heated seat that you have in your car when you can go 1, 2, 3. I think it's on three into the offseason, and they've got to show that they do something the offseason that improves the team, and then you start the season and you see where you're at. And if they're not in the right direction, then they're going to have to change directions.
Rich is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Rich.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
I've been, been on with you guys since I called you the end of the first week in January. My call then was Cade Cunningham has arrived as a star in the league. And y'all both kind of shot me down at that point, said, nope, we got to see more, reduce turnovers and so on and so forth. That man exploded within the next 2 weeks, and I haven't been able to get back to y'all.
Is this your I told you so call? Is that what it is?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, fair. All right.
Pretty much.
I would say this, Rich. I think he's a star. I don't think he's a superstar yet. And that still has he's got a lot left to do to get to that level. But I think it's impressive what he's done this year, without a doubt. Now, if you're coming to call today after the game he had on Saturday night, I'm not sure I would start crowing about it. But I like his potential.
I've been waiting to get back to y'all for a while, so I had to get that in for starters, you know.
All good.
But yesterday there was a really good piece on him that the Nationals did. On how he's writing down, he's got this whole quote about wanting to be the best player in the game, period. The best player in basketball is something that he wakes up with. If y'all find that piece, that would be interesting to take a look at. But in terms of the playoff game yesterday, it was something for me to see the vets, Hardaway and Tobias, play so well, although they kind of limited Tobias in the second half, and to see all of our kids, including Cade, they just panicked. They just didn't have it. The fourth quarter is winning time. We all know it. The playoff teams turn up the defense. They turn up everything, and the youngsters just could not turn up. They didn't have it. They couldn't match the energy. They didn't get the hustle points or anything. And I just hope that doesn't continue. But the biggest thing to me in the game and what the coach needs to address is all this year while we were beating the Knicks people kept saying, well, wait a minute, Anunoby, whatever his name is, he hasn't played the Pistons. He adds so much more to the defense. And you saw it in that game. He made them different both on defense and offense. They have to come up with a plan to deal with him. They have to be able to match his intensity level. That's where Beef Stew and Durin and the guys up front become so important because he was kind of punking them, I thought.
Yeah, I think that there's the OG Anunoby thing. He definitely made a difference. He didn't play in... Was it two of the four games the Pistons played against him? And he didn't play in the last one. Let's call it what it is. That was a extraordinarily disappointing and I hope an eye-opening game for them. But that's the way J.B. Bickerstaff approached it, that it was simply an eye-opening game. It wasn't a game. He wasn't panicked. And he basically sounded, I took away from it, I got this. I got this. And we'll see if he does.
Well, let's see.
I think he's a great coach who understands his team and what he has and how to address the issues.
I hope he's right because the game was winnable. That's the thing. If you don't give up a 21-0 run, you could have easily won that game.
Well, probably.
I hope so.
I mean, given that they were up 8 in the fourth quarter when it happened. Yeah.
For the second time, they were up 8 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Feedback coming in. I blame my wife for the Pistons' loss on Saturday.
Here we go.
She left the house to go pick up my son, and the Pistons were up by 8. As soon as she walked in the door, the Knicks went on their run. I'm chumping my wife. Champ is the Tigers for taking 3 of 4 this weekend. This person wisely did not sign their text.
That is wise. Yep. Maybe he deserves some blame too, because if you start to see it go south, can't you like say, hey, maybe you need to go to Target or something like that. Get her back out of the house. I mean, isn't that what you discovered?
And I'm not sure about his timeline here. She left the house to go pick up my son, and the Pistons were up by 8. As soon as she walked in the door, the Knicks went on their run.
So she was the good luck. She never should have left the house.
I mean, I guess they were up by 8. She left. She got back. They were up by 8 when the Knicks went on the run.
I see what you're saying.
Why is he blaming her?
Sounds like it's his fault for not getting the kid an Uber.
Could be that.
Right?
But when she returned, they were because the Knicks' run started at 98-90. So they were up by 8 when she left. They were up by 8 when she got back. I don't know. The Knicks made playoff adjustments. Pistons continued regularly careless turnovers. A young team is still learning. It's 4 quarters, not 3. Next one, Game 2 is when the series really starts to me. How does that team that lost Game 1 respond? The adjustments kick in and the coaches have a larger impact.
Oh, well, there you go.
248-539-9797. Thanks for those texts. All right, let's talk some Detroit Tigers. Win a series 3-1. What stood out this weekend? Padres in town. Best record in baseball. The San Diego Padres should be another one of those big challenges early in the season. Hey, sports fans, has Twin Peaks got a night in store for you? Your Detroit basketball team is back in the playoffs. They head to the Big Apple for Game 2 of their first round matchup against New York. That's right. Playoff basketball is back. And if you've been to Twin Peaks for a football game, then you know how they throw down on game day. If you haven't been to Twin Peaks, what are you waiting for? Just imagine sitting in a comfortable mountain lodge setting with wall-to-wall TVs, as all of their lodges boast the best AV system in the state, featuring video walls and 98-inch flat screens. Then there's the beautiful Twin Peaks girls. They'll approach you and offer you one of your favorite 29-degree frozen draft beers. Follow that up with made-from-scratch favorites like the hand-cut and breaded-to-order boneless wings, the tenders, the house-smoked brisket, ribs or chicken, the hand-cut New York strips. Celebrate those slam dunks and buzzer beaters with great specials on shots like Jack Apple, Screwball, or Jose Cuervo Devil's Reserve. And if you're into craft cocktails, they show out with all your favorite high-end bourbons and tequilas. It's the ultimate man cave experience. Come see the difference tonight. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so good weekend series for the Detroit Tigers. They're not going to win every game. Got it, yep. Took 3 of 4 from a division rival. I think they're 8-2 in the division now, is that right? They're 8-2 at home. Hold on, sorry. And they are 8-2 against the Central, which is the most important stat when you are battling those teams for a division championship and a playoff berth. Tigers and Guardians off to hot starts, 13-9 for Detroit, 12-9 for Cleveland. And Kansas City is 5 games under 500 following this series. They are in third place at 9-14. It's too early to say that these two teams are going to pull away from the pack, but I like the start. Love the start nonetheless. And another series win for the Detroit Tigers. And now they got their hands full with the San Diego Padres coming to town, 16-6. The best record in baseball as it stands right now. Your overall thoughts on the weekend, Scott Anderson?
Winning 3 out of 4 is important. That's the first thing that stands out. You won this series, and it was a 4-game series. So getting that third win was big. I don't want to be bummed out because they lost a Scooble start for the third time this year.
Weird, huh?
It is weird. It is weird. And, you know, he wasn't great, but he wasn't awful either. He only gave the 2 runs, and I think there were 7 base hits that he gave up. I don't know if there were no extra base hits in yesterday's game. It's kind of crazy how that worked. And I'm not going to spend too much time worrying about what happened yesterday. I like the 3 out of 4 wins. That's good. Torkelson continues to hit. Riley Green broke out of his 1-for-33 slump or whatever it was, mm-hmm. and then had a couple of good games. Now he's back to 0-for. But the difference is he's not striking out. So that's good. Putting the ball in play is better than just swinging and missing. But you don't like this latest trend where it's 0-for-4 in the last 2 games each. Colt Keith has got to start hitting again, and maybe there's some signs of that stirring that he is. He had a base hit yesterday. Is he going to start hitting the ball sharply? That'd be a nice move for them. But this is a decent baseball team. It's a good baseball team when you look at it from a starting pitching wise. The lineup has gotten enough out of what they have. I don't think this is a good lineup. I think it's probably a very average lineup. But it has potential to be good if the better players start to hit. You need Riley Green to hit. You need Colt Keith to hit. Right now, they're getting most of their offense from Spencer Torkelson, who's got 21 RBI in 22 games. He's got 14 extra base hits. There's 7 doubles and 7 homers in that mix. He's off to a great start. And you feel like, okay, that's the guy who's turned the corner and looks like the player we all thought he was going to be. But nobody really gave him that chance to be that player this offseason. But here he is. He's really good for this team. And Zach McKinstry's the other guy who has stepped up and been very good for this team. Both of those players are already above a 1.0 in terms of their war, if you like that stat. That's impressive to start this year. McKinstry has just come up with timely hit after timely hit. He's not hitting like 350, but he's hitting like 280. And you'll take it.
I got to tell you, in this day and age, 280 feels like 350.
It really does.
And it's, you know, batting average is a stat that gets emphasized less and less all the time. But last year, what was it? 7 guys hit over 300 for the year. 7. And, you know, there's a lot more doing it now. It's early in the season, but it feels like it's shifted in that direction. 288 is a healthy batting average. And you asked the question in the show sheet. I mean, whoever imagined that Zach McKinstry would be having this kind of season and making this kind of impact? He came up with big hit after big hit and continues to do so. And, you know, it's as much as we rave about Spencer Torkelson, we should be raving just about as much about Zach McKinstry, who has turned into this like ultimate utility weapon dude that you want in the lineup.
He is. And not only is he the ultimate utility weapon dude, as you said, for where you can put him.
I'm not sure I like that. Do you like that? I'm not sure I like that.
I don't mind it.
Okay.
Not only where you can put him in the field, it's where you put him in the lineup. You need him to lead off. You need him to hit ninth. He doesn't care. He's just going to go in and do the best that he can. And hitting 288 through 21 games, it's pretty good for a guy who hit 215 all of last year and 231 the year before. I mean, he's only been a utility player, but as a Tiger, that first year with the Tigers, he played 148 games. That's a lot. And then the number dropped to 118 last year. But he's deserving of playing every game this year, pretty much.
248-539-9797. All right, so manning up against the Padres here. I have a feeling that when this season is done, we're going to look back at the beginning of this year and see that the Tigers played the Dodgers, the Padres. They played the Yankees. I don't know where it's all going to shake down in the end, some of these other teams. But this is a pretty tough schedule right out of the gate. And they've done a nice job. They've done a nice job to not do more than just stay competitive. They're in first place. And given the schedule, if they're in first place coming out of the San Diego series, you know, I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah, this is one you just want to hold on tight. Don't get swept. Hopefully you win the series 2-1. But San Diego is obviously very good. Their Achilles heel might be playing on the road. They're only 4-5 on the road. But they've got two pretty good pitchers going the next two nights. Both right-handers are awfully tough. The Vasquez is going tonight. He's started off the season with just a 1.74 earned run average. And interesting that Keydor Montero is pitching for the Tigers again, getting a second start for him. So it's a second bout through the rotation where they're getting 6 guys in the rotation, which may not be a bad thing for the Tigers, just to keep kind of spreading things out a little bit.
Did you see the collision last night between Luis Arraez from the Padres and Dubon, the second baseman for Houston?
I did not.
I mean, it was first inning. It was after a marathon. Fernando Tatis Jr. at bat. Arraez laid down a bunt, sprinting down to first. He crashed into Dubon. It was over covering the bag, the second baseman. And he was down on the ground for 15 minutes. I mean, they brought the stretcher out. They, you know, secured his neck. It was scary. And they aren't using that phantom base, the ghost base that college baseball has now implemented.
Mm-hmm.
And where you can step on a second bag on the outside of the base. But it was a scary collision.
I'm watching it right now. That is a scary collision.
Yep.
Because the throw takes that, the now first baseman, he's going towards the line with it as he catches it, hits the bag, and then kind of even continues and more into foul territory as Arraez runs into him. That's not good.
No, it was not. And he went to the hospital. I guess he's back with the team here in Detroit. But that, if you haven't seen it, the collision itself, you know, was bad, but it was the aftermath where he just was not moving. The funny thing about it is, too, isn't this the first year Altuve's not playing second? Been Altuve, Arise would have launched Altuve halfway down the right field line.
Altuve probably also would have been able to spring the other way because he's athletic and built there. But do you think this is something baseball should look at more and get that
base? Yeah, I don't think there's a problem with it. It doesn't, like, you think about things that, you know, that just doesn't seem to be that big of an issue if you want to go ahead and do that. So, sure. I mean, I now so badly want the automated strike zone. I didn't think I'd like it as much as I did, but boy, do I like that.
Yeah, particularly when you see some awful strike zones by umpires.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We'll get to some NFL draft stuff today at 105. In the meantime, Kang went into this series already hating a Nick.
Oh.
And it only got worse.
Oh.
Remember when we did this last year during the Tiger series with Cleveland? And we just asked Detroiters, is there a particular
guardian
that's driving you nuts? And what we discovered that was everyone hated Rocchio.
Right.
Is there a Nick? Because Kang has got a Nick he can't stand. We'll get to that today at 12:47 here on Carson Anderson. A 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, a great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out, and that is where True Green comes in. They are the local experts in Detroit and the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping your grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Are you not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to TrueGreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks. And get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. It's early in the series, and over the course of a seven-game series, you can build up some pretty healthy disdain from guys on the other side, especially if it's a long series, a competitive series. which I still expect Scott Anderson. I don't think there's any reason to white flag it against the Knicks. I do think it's very important to compete more tonight, but I would not call it a must win.
It's not. No, I agree with you. It's not a must win, but I sure feel a lot better than they would.
It'll be awesome. If they win, it's amazing how different the show will be tomorrow. Because like today, it's, I don't want to say borderline doom and gloom, but there's, you know, I've seen some of the stuff posted out there, and people think that they're done.
Yeah, I'm definitely not feeling that way, because what my eyes saw on Saturday was a team that played their brand of basketball, and it was winning basketball for three quarters, and then two things happened in the fourth quarter. One, you suffered an injury to your key defender in Isaiah Stewart, and the other thing happened was that the Knicks just got smoking hot, which I don't expect them to ever be that hot again in the rest of the playoffs.
Kang, you went into the series and you didn't like a certain Nick, and it only got worse.
Yeah, so speaking of smoking hot, Gator, one of those Knicks that this guy cannot stand was one of those Knicks that got smoking hot in the fourth quarter. That's Cameron Payne. I've never liked Cameron Payne, okay? So yeah. I watch basketball all the time. I've seen this guy's been all around the league. I've never liked him. The fact that he was the one hitting these stupid three-pointers, his stupid gestures, the way he was mouthing off to whoever in the air, to his bench, it hurt me more than I think most people around here. Maybe most people are like, who is this guy? Right? He's annoying, whatever. I've never liked this guy. The entire time he's been in the league, he's like this little twerp who tries to come up with cool handshakes with the rest of the teammates because he knows he's not as good as everybody else. So he's got to play his role as 12th man on the bench.
Don't stop.
No, I won't stop. No. Can't stop. By the way, whose name is Campaign? It's like one name. That's one word, Campaign. Wow. I hate politics. Maybe that's another reason why I don't like this guy. He annoyed the crap out of me Saturday night, and I just could not believe, of all Knicks, this was the guy doing it. This is the guy. His awkward, terrible, horrific shooting style. It comes like across his body, and he's left-handed, makes it even look weirder.
Kind of looks like the shop owner in the movie Men in Black. When they start the movie, and they come in, and shoot his head off. Uh-huh.
Yep, keep going.
The guy from Wings was the actor, Tony Shalhoub, the actor. Kind of looks like him.
Yeah, he ain't pretty. You said it, not me. So, I mean, his mom thinks he's cute, though. Don't worry. He's the most handsome guy in the world.
It sounds to me like you are hating on the player that every fan base loves. They love their energy guy, the glue guy. They love the glue guy. Isn't that what the Knicks fan base would think of Campaign?
Is that what this guy is?
I mean, after game one, they love him. But yeah, there's always that one guy who's always got to keep the energy up, right?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, you know, like keep it up, playing good D and all that stuff. Yeah, I guess that's
shut up.
Him.
You're on your seventh team in your career.
I mean, it's such a G League stroke. Like, it is such a, I mean, it goes in for you. Good for you. But man, does that look like a G League stroke?
I
love Kang's take on this.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic. I can't stand this guy either. Just the look of his face. He's got that punchable face. Doug's describing as being a glue guy.
Yeah.
And that energy guy. Oh.
To me, like, I don't think we on the show, we appreciate the you know, the non-star.
The role
right?
player.
The role player.
I think our city knows
your role.
So I role. It's not even, it's not that guy. It's him. And he happens to be playing that role. That's the issue. He's playing that role. I don't hate the role that the guy, you know, every team has. It's Cameron Payne, and I would not be shocked if he didn't hit another three the rest of the series, honestly.
Wow.
He probably will, of course, but I mean, God, he bothers the crap out of me.
Well, if he were so good, look, his career, if you bring up his career stats, two seasons in Oklahoma City, three seasons in Chicago, a season in Cleveland, four seasons in Phoenix, a season in Milwaukee where he gets traded to Philadelphia, now a season in New York. Nobody keeps him.
Why do you think that is, Doug?
Because after a while, he gets annoying as hell.
Yeah, even his teammates want to punch him in the face.
I couldn't stand him in OKC and Phoenix. I mean, everywhere. I couldn't stand this guy. And now he had that game one. It was ridiculous.
He's there for one reason. He can shoot the three. That's it.
And he brings energy. He was actually, I think, the reason why they had the five-second violation to start the fourth. He was like all over Cade or somebody, I think.
The spaz.
Yeah. He is.
He's that guy.
He's acting like he's somebody. Dude, just know your role. Like, he hit some threes, cool, you brought the energy, but he is talking like Yeah, you better guard me. No, dude. You're not Anthony Edwards.
15 minutes a game.
Yeah.
Get away. Just, you need to walk that way.
We can admit he had a game.
He can shoot for three. He's a 37% shooter from three-point land in his career.
You had a game. A game.
Now move on.
But this is what playoffs do to you, right? I mean, you end up, I've always not liked him, but now I feel like I'm going to have some people on board with me now.
I'm on board with you.
All right.
I think that's a great call. I mean, it's easy to look at Brunson or Mikal Bridges or Karl Anthony Towns.
Josh Hart or whatever.
Yeah, right? That. But mm-hmm. No, you picked the right one. Cam Payne. He was plus 23 in the
dude,
game.
Dude, I know.
In 15 minutes.
Killing me because it was all fourth quarter.
This guy.
Is that, if he was plus 23 in
plus
15
23.
Minutes?
Yeah, and his over-aggressiveness had him committing three fouls in the 15 minutes.
Because he's a spaz.
Because he's a spaz. Yeah, 14 points, 3 of 5 from a three-point line.
What a hell of a game.
This guy.
In fourth quarter alone, 4 of 5 from the floor, 2 of 3 from 3. He had an assist and a steal. He committed three fouls in the fourth quarter. Good God. All right, I can get on board with hating him. Yeah. 248-539-9797. Cameron Payne. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. My champ is Torque. My chump is John Cena. Didn't deserve to win. Is Cena winning a bit of a hard sell anymore for the wrestling fan?
Well, I think it does two purposes. One, fans who the former champion now, Cody Rhodes. Fans have been on and off that roller coaster for years with Cody Rhodes. And fans, when he was in AEW, fans grew tired of him. He goes to WWE, and all of a sudden that universe embraces him. His whole journey to win a championship, be the first one in his family since his father was Dusty Rhodes. And Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, was a legend in the sport. So he wanted to complete his story. And last year they made this big deal about it. They brought everybody out of the woodwork to show up in a championship match, and he ended up winning it. And it was a nice moment, and probably for the first 6 months of being a champion. Kenny, you can answer this better than I can because I don't watch WWE as much, but I feel like maybe after 6 months, the fans started to turn on him again, and they get tired of his act.
The fans turned on him, and you saw it like maybe a week ago or 2 weeks ago on SmackDown or Raw when there was a promo battle between Cena and Cody, and Cena was basically saying, this universe is turned against you. Why do you still do this for them? And they were all booing Cody. So yeah. It's grown tiresome amongst them.
And then he had a great promo, and the crowd kind of went back for him because of what he said to Cena. But then when the rubber hits the road, Cena gets the big pop, and more so it's just a pop against Cody Rhodes. So
I don't know about that, actually. I think Cena, just based on his body of work and what he's done in his career, I think people are cheering that, too. They might also be cheering against Cody. I think both things can be true.
Yeah. Both things can be true. And recognizing that you're a huge mark for John Cena, I get that. But Cena looks totally different than when he was actually competing. He's lost a ton of weight. He's still very muscular, but he looks physically different, like he's dropped 40 pounds 40 of pounds. Muscle. You're the best. But he looks different. And the other reason that he wins the championship, I think, is because they wanted to make sure that somebody surpassed Ric Flair because WWE and Ric Flair aren't on great terms.
248-539-9797. Chump MDOT and construction causing 45-minute delays for a two-mile trip. Champ Torque, three-run bomb. It's from JP. Chump the Pistons. The Knicks didn't win that game. We lost it. Champ is Torque. Keep it going, big fella. Yeah, look, I mean, I think if we were doing the show in New York, okay, and was one of our teams that is no stranger to the playoffs, we would feel like we flexed our muscle where the game was on the line. We would feel like if our veteran team showed their young team what it's all about. I think they tried to do that to the regular season Pistons, and they weren't able to, which is why I'm not sweating this loss. I mean, it sucks. But I don't think it's indicative that this is going to be a quick series for New York. All right. Mav writes in, you're right. I texted my boys during the game. Payne is becoming public enemy number one. Tool.
Yep. There it is.
Den in Plymouth says, Payne looked like a deformed Bill Cartwright.
Oh, come on.
That Sidewinder shot.
Like him too. Yeah.
ugly, ugly free throw from Bogart right back in the day.
Brad in Brooklyn says Kang is 100% right. Payne is a total jerk. He needs a punch in the face. Easy. I don't need violence. We don't have violence.
I think he just meant to say he's got a punchable face.
Maybe. Nick in Detroit says, can't agree more, Kang. I've hated Cam since his days with the Thunder, where he was pretty much Westbrook's dance partner doing these stupid dances on the bench. Now he's a mouthy tryhard, the worst punchable no-chin face. Go off, Kang. Campaign's shot is like Barkley's golf swing. That's from Shane in Farmington Hills.
It is a weird-looking shot.
It is.
Kind of leaning into it.
And it went in.
Going forward.
All right. Early nod for most hateable Nick. 248-539-9797. Let's get to some NFL draft stuff, including scouts and coaches off the record talking about a bunch of guys that the Lions are looking at. Who do you want a scouting report on? And we will provide it. Coming up at 105 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.